Fallen Grace by Mary Hooper, read by Kate Byers. The internment of the late Susanna Solent will take place on Monday the 8th of June, 1861, at the London necropolis, Brookwood. Those mourners wishing to accompany the corpse to its final resting place should assemble in the necropolis company's first-class waiting room at Waterloo. The train will depart at 11:30 a.m. Chapter 1. Grace, holding on tightly to her precious burden, found the station entrance without much difficulty. The necropolis railway ran, just as Mrs. Smith the midwife had said, on its own special line from Waterloo to Brookwood Cemetery in the county of Surrey, and it was at the London station, just before 11 o'clock, that the newly bereaved gathered, all dressed in the first stage of deep mourning. The few women, whose nervous tension allowed them to attend, wore heavy veils, their black crepe gowns unrelieved by any bright jewellery, buttons, or fancy trimmings, while the men wore top hats with a mourning band, formal frock coats, and black bombazine cravats. All were waiting for the train, which would take them and their loved ones into the countryside, to the great garden of sleep at Brookwood. Here, away from the fogs and filth of London, their dear departed could rest in peace among pines, roses, and evergreens. Grace stood back a little, watching as mourners approached the window of the booking office to buy their tickets. She had never travelled on a train before, and feeling timid and uneasy, wanted to make sure she did everything correctly. When almost everyone else had passed through the ticket office and gone to their relevant waiting rooms, she went to the window. "Brookwood, please," she asked.